Global Cannabis March is taking place this weekend, and if you're heading out to your city to take part in the march, you have someone to thank for that. And joining us today on the telephone is Dana Beal, who was the founder of the Global Cannabis March. Dana, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Dana, tell us about the founding of the march. How did this start, and how are things different now than compared to when you first started the march?
Well, you know, the reason that we have it on the first Saturday of May is actually just weather. Even now, the weather's tricky, but it's like less of days of rain. You know what I'm saying? Very hard to have a cheerful marijuana march in a downpour.
Yeah, no kidding.
So usually about the beginning of May is about the first time you can do it in New York. And it caught on around the world, thanks to Rudolph Giuliani, who tried to ban the annual pot parade in its 26th year. Instead, it boomeranged because we went on the internet and organized a worldwide march on that day to point up the grievous violation of civil rights occurring by people suddenly trying to ban a parade based on its content, based on what the message being wrong, right? Now you may see that Giuliani is the trouble for leaks from the FBI. Maybe he'll go to jail with the rest of the Trump clan.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? So you started the march. What was the year of the first march?
Well, the first guy to do it was a guy named Rex Weiner. He did it in 72. I was in jail, so I couldn't be there. The next year we did it, and it turned out to be quite big. It was, we were a little surprised at how successful it was.
And in these early marches, did you have
people?
How many people?
A few thousand. You know, right in the first year. They're going to be having a memorial to David Peel on Saturday. Steve Hager and Steve Bloom are doing some stuff with music. And
so in
the old guard,
yeah,
has lost a lot of people. Dennis Perrone right now is on his last in hospital. He's in very bad shape, and he will probably not live another week.
That's a shame to hear.
It's good that I feel great. I mean, I had a heart attack, and I died on the jailhouse floor, and then was revived, and I got out, and I completely quit alcohol, and I just smoked pot.
Well, good for you, man.
Our message is that it's so much safer than alcohol and tobacco. It's not only good for people who are gravely ill. There's a public health imperative. All those people in Europe, I'm going to the ENCOD conference in Barcelona, the European Coalition, they got to quit smoking tobacco with their marijuana, man. It's bad. Really bad. That will give you cancer.
Yeah, I heard that tobacco stuff's bad for you.
Yeah, and like pot will block cancer, you know? It's just a pharmacological happenstance. But
so, Dana, coming up for the march on Saturday in New York, you were telling me earlier about the giant joint. Is that now a part of the march?
Yeah, we've got it back. This is the joint that shadowed Hillary Clinton on her campaign. We were outside the Wall Street speech, or where she talked about a basket of deplorables.
Oh, really?
If they'd been talking to the pot people instead of chasing us off, we could have told them, all you have to do is do a big press conference in Florida announcing you're endorsing the initiative and that you're for medical marijuana. You'll work out the details later, but you care about patients. That's what people want to hear. She would have won the election.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. You know, that they're like they were seriously off-putting to a lot of people. Was a certain point people were making up their mind, you know, and I guess these are the kind of people who ended up voting for Gary Johnson, right? Because Chelsea released some kind of statement about reports of drug interactions from coroners in Colorado, like, you know, the pot could be dangerous if you give it with something else. When in reality, it just doesn't have those interactions with other drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Global Cannabis March is taking place all over the world this Saturday. Look around for the location near you, and you'll be up there.
Sometimes it's a week late. In some cities, it's like a week late because of their situation. I think in France, they do it a little bit late. But, you know, yeah, it's basically this weekend and next weekend, mostly this weekend.
Excellent.
There's a huge march happening in Buenos Aires.
Dana Beal, I want to thank you for all you've done, all your activism, and for helping put together the march again this year. And good luck, and we hope you have some great weather.